And we're coming to the end of our series that we started at the beginning of January about the speed of the read in a broadcast, podcast or voiceover situation. And at the moment, we're talking about the silence, about dead stops, about pauses and so on, and how they can be effective in your presentation style. Today, quick sidebar, silence in different cultures. You know, in general, Eastern cultures value silence more than word-rich Western ones. In their book, Communication Between Cultures, Samovar and Porter elaborate using an example, which I found while researching this podcast series. They said, in response to the question, will you marry me, silence in English will be interpreted as uncertainty. In Japanese, it's interpreted as acceptance. In Igbo, that's southeastern Nigeria, it would be considered as a denial if the woman was to continue to stand there, and acceptance if she ran away. Silence in different cultures. And of course, if you're reading or presenting for those who have your first language as their second, they may need additional time to process what it is that you're saying. And therefore, you may consider A, talking maybe slightly more slowly, or B, putting more pauses in, just so what you've said can sink in and they can work out exactly the nuance of that previous sentence. If you listen to the BBC World output on the radio, you'll notice that their speaking rate, reading the news and so on, is just a shade slower than it is for normal BBC programmes. I'm Peter Stewart. Back tomorrow with the pause we all know. You're going to recognise it. As Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.